Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith, you keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah always intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciate it. Take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us and guiding us coming in and going out, getting us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. He is constantly looking out for us with the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his only begotten Son died for our sins, his word. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us, amen, because his mercy endures forever. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love in so many ways, amen. Always praise him, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let's be strong and be on one accord for the Most High forever. Amen. Most definitely, much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all the ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine and holiness and gathering and fellowships. Much love to all the brave, courageous people who done it before us, all the martyrs, and all the courageous, isolated believers out there who are going through it for the gospel. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, everybody all over the world. Much love to the brand new converts, anyone who just gave your life to the Messiah, anyone who just got baptized, who just became a believer, who just repented. God bless all of you. Love all of you. Welcome. Most definitely, welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Sing a new song. Clap our hands. Stomp our feet. Praise him. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Sing a new song. Always play, make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship his spirit of truth. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father, in a twinkling of an eye. So let's be washed up by the water, by the word. Let's keep the commandments, keep the testimony of Jesus, keep the word of God, keep the faith, keep our lamps and our oils. Constantly doing a great commission, constantly winning souls, constantly servicing the Most High, constantly helping somebody with the word of God, and constantly just always in season, out of season, doing something for the Lord. Amen. Always being on point in these times that we're in now, right? Most definitely, people, let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams and visions and encounters, constant various ways of communication. Let the Lord keep interacting with us. Let's be better listeners, more obedient, and more doers of the word. Let's be more actionized. Let's be more on point and stop making excuses, and let's be fervent. Amen. And let's obey all of God's word, all the law, such a commandments, the gospel, everything. Anything the Most High tells us, let's obey. Anything the Most High tells us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our gifts, our talents, our future, our situation, handle that, people. handle our Father's business. Amen. Hope that y'all are strong and solid out there, okay? Now, today's message, we will go through today's Bible reading. We will go through recommended reading scriptures. We will go through the actual commentary itself, okay? And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out, giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So today's Bible reading is Psalm 46 in its whole entirety, all right, from verses 1 through 11, okay? Recommended reading scriptures is Job, the book of Job, chapter 38, verses 1 through 7, Psalm 136 in its whole entirety, Psalm 136 from verses 1 through 26, and also the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, amen? The title of this commentary is Just Give Up. Here's a commentary. So here it goes. Stress. We face it every day. We eat stress with our breakfast, sit next to it on the bus, and dream about it at night. Stress can't consume us to the point where we feel like Robert Orban, who wrote, "Sometimes I get the feeling the whole world is against me, but deep down I know that's not true. Some of the smaller countries are neutral. As hard as we try, we simply can't control the pressures that bombard us. Unreasonable workloads, financial woes, relational struggles, unexpected layoffs, life-threatening diseases, a loved one's death. Whether we create the crisis ourselves or they attack us from outside, our futile efforts at preventing disaster fall woefully short." This psalm is certainly understood pressure. He described an agonizing, stressful version of existence characterized by earthquakes, mudslides, tidal waves, and erupting volcanoes. Perhaps he intended to create a more figurative but equally stressful image, one in which the foundations of society crumble and nations topple. Or maybe the songwriter was attempting to describe the consequences of inner turmoil and stress. Our bodies quake under pressure until, unable to bear the strain, we helplessly collapse. What should we do when our stress load has our brains in a vise? Give up? This is not the answer a typical guy wants to hear. We like to control the environment around us, secure in the belief that we can handle anything life throws at us. But is that kind of rugged individualism really proper for the Christian man, for the believer? True. We can't simply sit on the couch and trust that God will pay the electric bill or change the attitude of a rebellious teenager. The giving up comes then not in the action we have to take, but in the results we expect our actions to affect. Different situations call us to act, to be sure. But when we relinquish control to God, we leave the results in His hands because we acknowledge that we never had control over them to begin with. When the pressures of life threaten to crush you and you're called to action, begin by simply willing your mind to be still and recognizing that God is in control. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Do you really think the answer to stress is allowing God to be in control? Why or why not? What pressures in your life remind you that you're not in control? Why do you think it's so tough for men to give up ultimate responsibility for the end results of a situation? What keeps you from fully submitting your life to God? Quote unquote, in other words, let the peace that He gives, let it meet you where you live. Let His grace become your resting place. And with the burden that you bear, come into His presence, and there you will find He's all you need. Quote, Billy Foote. Amen. Billy Foote. All right. So that is the commentary. All right. Whatever stress or burdens you're dealing with right now, whatever situations we're in, we have to act on it and be solution oriented. And the things that are out of our control, we trust in the Most High through it. Amen. So prayers up to everybody out there listening. All right. That is the commentary. Now, what I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah, y'all. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He's the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews, most definitely. He's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High always, forevermore, y'all. Praise Him. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose 3 days later. All love to the Messiah for shedding His blood for us, y'all. All of our sins, iniquities, transgressions, all of our wrongdoings, His blood shed it. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, y'all, the advocate, the almighty, true living God. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potent, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the day spring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope. The hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, that I am, that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is holiness. The Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my shield, my buckler, my availing shield and buckler, my branch, my redeemer, my healer, restorer, provider, our good fortress, our high tower, our shield, our strength, our salvation, our song, our everything, y'all. Praise him, our high tower. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh be Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehoshua, 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 Ahai Yeshaya, Adonai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yahuwah. Yes, y'all, he is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights. He is the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. The father of widows, he is the God of heaven and earth. His son is at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He's the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now. In the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great mighty things, y'all. Search and seek him with all your heart. You will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently, y'all. Okay. It is impossible to please God without faith. So that faith gotta be there. Faith without works is dead, people. So the faith, the action, the obedience, the righteousness, the holiness, the alignment gotta all be there together. Your faith saved you. Your faith made you well. Believe on him. Trust in him. Know that he exists. Know he could do it for you, y'all. Most definitely, your faith has blessed you and made you and got you your situations, y'all. May the most highest peace favor be on your life forever, y'all. Most definitely. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. We know that for the rest of our lives, the mighty hand of God's going to be in our lives forever. The outstretched arm of God's going to be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be in our lives forever. Amen. Praise him, y'all. He got us, y'all. Trust him. Call him. He got you. His timing is due timing, perfect timing. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection of Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrected, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he's the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word made flesh, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah. Most definitely, y'all. We know that his word is purifying silver, refined seven times in Psalms, as the book of Psalms says, David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and false, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his words are double-edged sword, the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Most definitely. Okay, so that's the commentary for today, you know. Anybody out there stressing with something, man, you know, the Messiah said to not worry. Do not worry about your life. Do not worry about what you would eat or what you would wear, what you would drink. You know, the Messiah has always let us know how the Father provides for us, how he even provides for all types of people. He got no problem providing for his children. Amen. So always trust the Lord through every situation, whether it's mental, financial, emotional, relational, job-wise, anything. You know, you trust on the Most High. Let the Word of God comfort you in all your life. Amen. So that's the word. Okay. What I love to do is I close out, give you all a priestly blessing on the way out. All right. So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom, Selah. Amen. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.